This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal records bumper paddy production this year. Agriculture Ministry estimates 5.9 million metric tons yield. Nepal Police appeals to remain alert to the possibility of falling victim to online fraud. Increasing cold affects life in districts of Tarai Madhes. Doctors urge to adopt the necessary precaution. And over 200 flights delayed at Delhi Airport due to foggy weather conditions. Now, the news in detail. Nepal has recorded a bumper paddy production this year thanks to favorable monsoon rain. According to a preliminary report made public by the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, the country produced over 5.95 million tons of paddy this year, which is the highest amount ever produced. It is 4.04% higher than last year's yield. This achievement marks a significant milestone for the country's agricultural sector, which is heavily reliant on rice cultivation as a staple food. While the area under paddy cultivation has decreased by 1.28% to 1.42 million hectares, improved productivity has driven the overall increase. Province-wise, rice yield has increased in Koshi, Madhes and Sudur Pashim provinces, whereas it has decreased in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. The early onset of the monsoon, with rainfall arriving 3 days earlier than usual, along with timely delivery of fertilizers and improved seeds, has contributed to the rise in production. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has appealed to the public to remain alert to the possibility of falling victim to online fraud. CIB spokesperson Superintendent of Police Hobindra Bogati stated that the complaints about online fraud were reported from various parts of the country, including Pokhara and Chitwan, which are currently under investigation. Issuing a 7-point appeal, the CIB warned the public about the growing threat of online fraud carried out through social media platforms. In these scams, victims often receive calls or messages claiming to be from digital wallets, banks or financial institutions. Government employees and the general public are among those being targeted. The CIB has expressed serious concern over the rise in such fraudulent activities and urged people to be cautious about any calls asking for their one-time passport, password, OTP in various contexts. In case of any information about the alleged fraudsters, the Bureau has urged the public to report the matter to the CIB or the nearest Nepal Police office. Cold wave have gripped many districts in Tarai Madhes, leading to a significant drop in temperatures as fog and mist have started to form, affecting normal life. Pediatrician Dr. Chardeshwar Mahasit said children, the elderly and patients with asthma, colds and coughs are especially at risk. Doctors have advised staying warm indoors, consuming warm, liquid foods and going out only for essential work. People have been urged to be on high alert as the cold has been increasing for the past few days. Furthermore, the traffic police has cautioned travelers and drivers to exercise extra caution as reduced visibility due to fog increases the risk of road accidents. The Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Board of Directors has approved $50 million of additional funding for the Nepal Compact. According to the MCC Board of Directors, the latest announcement underscores the shared commitment between MCC and Nepal to advancing Nepal's development priorities through transformative, high-quality infrastructure projects. The main opposition party, CPN Maoist Centre, has urged to convene a meeting of the Federal Parliament. The standing committee meeting held at the party office in Paris Dada yesterday decided to press the government to convene a meeting of the parliament, saying there has been a delay in convening the meeting. Spokesperson Agniprasad Sapkota said the meeting discussed the delay in convening the parliament meeting, adding that the situation created serious problems for democracy. He said that the participants in the meeting also discussed issues including the current situation and party transformation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has commended the activism of female people's representatives in enhancing the legitimacy of local government and ensuring effective public service delivery. Addressing a program organized to honor female people's representatives in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stated that 40% of Nepal's people's representatives at local level were female, adding that the progressive representation needed for the increase. On the occasion, the Prime Minister honored 27 female people's representatives for their excellence in the delivery of public services. Likewise, 3 female people's representatives were honored with the Icon Award. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has instructed chief district officers and security chiefs of all districts across the country to carry out result-oriented activities. During the virtual meeting with district security committees yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak directed them to conduct activities seriously amidst limited means and resources. The Home Minister also urged them to adopt policy of zero tolerance in border crime, poaching control and financial irregularities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives has started deliberation on the bill to amend and integrate the Customs Laws 2080 Bikram Sambat. Representatives of the Nepal Overseas Exporters Association, Nepal Transit and Warehousing Company Limited, and Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Committee deliberated on the bill that seeks to facilitate and upgrade the customs clearance process by making it systematic, transparent and accountable, making it consistent with the revised Kyoto Convention. It may be noted that Nepal is a signatory to the Kyoto Convention and the World Trade Organization's Trade Facilitation Agreement. These international conventions mandate that the general provisions of the revised Kyoto Convention should be implemented within 3 years and the transitional standards within 5 years of becoming the signatory party. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has said the government has prioritized the need to address policy gaps in the aviation, culture and tourism sectors. During a meeting of the Committee on International Relations and Tourism, Minister Pandey said the Nepal Tourism Board serves as a think tank for the tourism sector, which is more concentrated on promoting the tourism industry than the infrastructures. Committee President Rajkishore Yadav was of the view there should be no further delay in presenting a master plan for the development of tourism industry, a major contributor to the economy. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Aju Rana Deuba paid tributes to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter by expressing grief over his demise. Reaching the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana signed the Book of Condolence opened in memory of former President Carter. She extended heartfelt condolence on behalf of the government and the people of Nepal on the passing of Carter. The Foreign Affairs Minister recalled that Carter was a true friend and well-wisher of Nepal as well as exemplary figure in philanthropy, peace and democracy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Dense fog enveloped various parts of northern India amid a cold wave impacting flight and train operations. Multiple local media reports said over 200 flights were delayed in delayed at Indira Gandhi International Airport in the capital Delhi. Owing to the poor weather conditions, the Delhi airport issued an advisory about the possibility of delays in flight operations throughout the day. Apart from flight disruptions, the Indian Railways reported that at least 24 trains, including major long-distance services, were running late due to the dense fog. The India Meteorological Department yesterday said dense fog and cold day conditions are likely to continue over parts of northwest and central India during the next 2 days and improve thereafter. The temperature in Delhi on Friday morning was 9.6 degrees Celsius, making it the fifth cold day in a row for the capital city. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country this afternoon and likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. The division has urged all concerned to remain alert as fog is likely to continue at many places in the Tarai region. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 4 to 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Nepal records bumper paddy production this year. Agriculture Ministry estimates 5.9 million metric tons yield. Nepal Police appeals to remain alert to the possibility of falling victim to online fraud. Increasing cold affects life in districts of Tarai Madhes, doctors urged to adopt the necessary precaution. And over 200 flights delayed at Delhi airport due to foggy weather conditions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.